Hello, and welcome back to the Possibilitarian Podcast. I am your host, Anna Valencia, and on this podcast, I take you from an impossible mindset to I am possible. So strap on your PT belt and focus up. Love is in the air, or it just may be the coronavirus. But either way, I'm actually pretty sick. I almost use my sickness as an excuse to not record. But how I do anything is how I do everything. So, stuffy nose and all, I'm going to give you the best of me that I have. I'm pretty dosed up on some Theraflu and wine, if I'm just going to keep this real. I wish I could show you guys a montage of my shenanigans all day in trying to get rid of this sickness. I am 100% Mexican and 100% not above burning some weird leaves and using vapor rub like my mom has me do all the time. The last time I was home, she legit rubbed my feet down with some weird essential oil. Now, I'm not complaining, but what the heck? That woman is the most consistent at giving me random recipes to cure just about anything. I need her to come here right now, actually, to just rub my tamale feet. Yeah, that's right. I got tamale feet. Not hiding nothing from now on. So, some of y'all are big mad at your timelines right now. Don't even go on Instagram or Facebook. It's full of roses, people getting engaged, people posting about how single and horny they are, and whatever else the internet can dish out today. It's going to be all up in your face. So if you didn't slide into someone's DM soon enough to get a date, you're stuck now listening to me. Which isn't a bad thing, because I'm going to school you up on love. So before you get on Tinder or make the worst mistake of texting your ex, hear me out. I'm about to tell you how to find the perfect relationship, and you don't even need to put on your pants. So, in honor of this day, I've gone out of my way to do something nice for you. I wrote a poem for all of you, and you better like it. Love is the answer, love is the key, but if you don't love yourself, you will never be able to love me. You are who you have been looking for your whole life. What? Mind blown. Yeah, you heard me correctly. That person staring back at you, eye boogers and all, is the one and only person that you need to worry about when it comes to love. You are already enough. It is so much harder to love ourselves, to look in the mirror without checking for imperfections. So stop checking your teeth and trying to get that eye booger out. We think that just because it didn't work out with our previous partners, that somehow there must be something wrong with us. That couldn't be anything further from the truth. Unless you're some complete narcissist like my ex, I am sure it has nothing to do with you and everything to do with them. I guess a really important question to ask is, how much do you love yourself? Like, truly love yourself. Not in the whole posting yourself naked on Instagram kind of love. Although, if you are doing that, hit me up on the side and send me your handle. And this is strictly for research purposes. If you understand how important it is to love yourself, you will never again accept anything in your life that makes you feel you are not enough. I have had some really amazing relationships and some really horrible ones. I've been cheated on so many times that it turned me off from actually seeking any kind of romance. I dated this guy named Bob for a while, and we were pretty steady, if I'm being completely honest. Bob and I were happy. It's safe to say it duralasted. I wanted someone to make me feel loved, safe, and happy. I wanted to have an amazing life with someone, but I couldn't see that happening by myself. Every time I experienced difficult feelings or low moods, I felt disappointed, silently angry, and resentful because I blamed my partner for causing my unhappiness. I blamed them because, in my eyes, they let me down. If they did a better job at being a supportive and loving partner, maybe giving me a little something, I would be feeling a whole lot better, right? I mean, I tried fixing every partner I had, and then when that didn't work, I started to fix myself into the idea I had of the kind of partner I thought they wanted. Oh goodness, the world of social media. How easy it is to get lost in that rabbit hole, comparing your relationship and self-worth. I had so many unmet needs, but failed to see that I could give myself what I wanted and so badly needed. If you don't like and love yourself, you don't value yourself. So you'll have low standards for how you let people treat you. We simply don't protect and take care of what we don't hold in high regard. The way you treat yourself and how you let others treat you shows you how much or how little you really value yourself. So notice the standards you set. Notice what you tolerate. This will tell you whether or not you value yourself if you are unsure. When we neglect ourselves, we deprive ourselves of what we need. Attention, consideration, care, support, reassurance, connection, encouragement, and love. We then tend to look towards others to provide it for us. We mistakenly believe that the pain we experience is something only they can soothe or heal. I guess that's true if we don't do it for ourselves. The problem is that others cannot do it for us. They cannot fill that void that we create by depriving ourselves of self-care. Other people can support us and boost us from time to time, but they simply cannot do it for us because their efforts meet a void and simply disappear into insignificance. Also, think of how exhausting it must be for that other person to feel the constant pressure of being your source of happiness. When we don't like ourselves, we don't understand why others don't like us. When we don't like how we look and someone compliments us, we don't believe them. We think they're lying to us or that they're just being nice. Relationships don't just randomly happen to us. We co-create them. We are always in a relationship, even if it's the one we have with ourselves. I don't care if you think you found the one. That person cannot heal you or make you happy. That's an inner job that you are responsible for. Let me put it to you this way. As you begin to love yourself, you begin to walk in your own truth. Any relationship you are no longer in is either purposeful or life-giving. The only constant relationship you will ever have is the one with yourself. You need to fill up your own cup and be an overflow, because when you are source, you will never run out of the love that you can give others. A lot of times when you are hurting, it's because you're giving away all of your water, leaving you thirsty for all the love that you're giving to other people. So, what is the worst thing that could happen when you take a journey down self-love lane? What's it going to take from you? Why not now? Aren't you ready to fall madly in love with yourself? Fall in love with who you are right now, not who you could be. Fill up your own cup. Love starts with you. Love yourself first. That kind of love that you've always wanted is inside of you. It's always been there. Believe in yourself, trust yourself, take responsibility. You have everything you need within you. I will see you all next week. Make sure to subscribe and follow me on Instagram. I am Anna Valencia, and this is the Possibilitarian Podcast. All of my team is tough, and the mom of us, to get a mock speed bump, give me the son of God. And I'm sick of you telling me when I'm knowing we the. And it's a minute to get in these. I'm sick of you telling me.